La Jolla, California, UC San Diego Athletics presents TritonCast, the podcast for the UC San Diego Tritons. Here are your hosts, Jeff Toriel and Jenny Stevens.
Welcome to episode 48 of TritonCast, the podcast for UC San Diego Athletics. Alongside Jeff Toriel, I'm Jenny Stevens. Whether you found us on UCSDTritons.com or your favorite podcast platform, we're so happy that you joined us this week. We've got another great scholar-athlete conversation in store for you. What's coming up today, Jeff?
Well, Jenny, coming up in this week's Triton Spotlight, we'll chat with Matt Shade, a junior on the Triton men's rowing team. Matt shares how he got into rowing in high school and how his team was able to achieve national success. And now, Matt is enjoying continued success at UC San Diego as the team is coming off a first-place finish at the Western Sprints. Plus, don't miss why he decided to major in real estate and development and the exciting internship he'll be starting this summer. Our conversation with Matt Shade comes your way shortly in today's Triton Spotlight.
But first, we go around campus. The final weekend of competition for the Tritons is coming up. Baseball will host CSUN Thursday through Saturday, while men's rowing will compete at the IRA Championships on Friday and Saturday. Once again, we want to give a shout out to all the Triton seniors for all they've accomplished and contributed throughout their time at UC San Diego.
Absolutely, Jenny, and best of luck to all graduating seniors in the future. Now it's on to this week's Triton Spotlight. Here's our conversation with Matt Shade of the rowing team.
So tell us, Matt, how did you first get into rowing?
So to be fully honest, I was a swimmer and a rower. Not a rower. I was a swimmer and a water polo player in high school. And I had swam since I was five. And to be honest, I didn't really want to swim my spring semester of high school. And so, you know, I decided to take a breather. And I knew one of my buddies, he actually started rowing at Oakland Strokes over across the bay. And he said, why don't you come join me as a breather so you can do some cross training? And I was like, perfect. So I spent the last basically month of my spring semester of high school rowing. Didn't get much accomplished, but realized that I really enjoyed it and I really liked what it brought into my life. And basically from then on out, I stopped playing water polo and I stopped swimming and I dropped everything and became a rower. And that was going to be my goal of how to help me get into college. And that's really what I wanted to pursue.
Wow. How did you fall in love with rowing so quickly?
To be honest, I love winning. Makes me super happy. I think I really enjoyed how much effort I would put into something, especially rowing. And then the benefits and reaping the rewards of winning was the most satisfying feeling ever. And knowing I put in every single thing that I could to get the result that I wanted. So I think the satisfaction of winning was honestly why I really enjoyed rowing.
Do you feel like having kind of that athletic background of like having swam and having played water polo helped you out with rowing at all? Or was it just kind of weird learning a completely new sport from scratch?
I think it definitely helped. It for sure helped. I mean, I was already in really good shape coming into it, but it's a whole different ball of wax than swimming or water polo. It's honestly more of a mental game. It's more similar to swimming, and it's super mental because you really just got to focus on not letting yourself. I don't even know how to explain it. It's just a challenge. It's a challenge in every single way you can think about it. And that's the biggest reason why I like it. I just love the challenge.
Was there anything that surprised you about rowing when you first were learning?
How much it hurt. That was definitely something that it really surprised me. I mean, it looks a lot easier when you're just watching videos of guys of all the Olympians doing it. But when you sit down on the rowing machine, when you sit down the boat, you are giving it your all. And if you're not, then you're not winning. And that's the whole reason why I joined, because I wanted to win. So.
Well, you guys did a lot of winning while you were with Oakland Strokes. I know you had some success even on the national level. So talk a little bit about what that experience was like.
That was amazing. Definitely, I'd actually consider that probably one of my few highlights of my rowing career and athletic career, actually. In 2017, I went to the national championships rowing in the lightweight eight division, and we were seated second. We ended up getting fifth, and it was a huge letdown for our entire crew. So the entire next year of my senior year in high school, we trained so hard, worked so hard. We watched film. We practiced as a crew countless times. And at the end of my senior year, I raced in the national championship in the lightweight eight category. And we actually ended up beating the favorites, who was this crew from Florida called Bell and Jesuit. And they were the favorites. They had a crazy fast start, and we knew that from the beginning. So we stayed calm and we managed ourselves, and we ended up winning that race by a full length. And that was the most rewarding and most amazing feeling I've ever experienced so far in my entire athletic career by far. It was the best. It was one of the best days ever, for sure.
Wow. Beating the favorites by a full length. I mean, that's crazy impressive.
It was honestly, I think it surprised us a little bit too. We thought it was going to be, they were beating us for the first 250 meters of the race, and we slowly crawled our way back into them. And I tell you what, I don't even remember half the race. My eyes were just focused on the guy right in front of me the whole time. So it was, that was definitely something I'll never forget.
Do you remember what it was like when you got off the water and maybe were celebrating with your team or coaches or whoever it may be?
Oh yeah. I'll never forget our coach who was coaches for that race, his name's Bert Harney. I'll never forget. Bert just comes up, cause I was one of the only two, seniors in the boat. And so Bert Harney just comes up and gives me the biggest hug ever. And then the other senior comes over, we just celebrate together. And it was amazing.
Wow. What a cool high school career. I mean, when you look back on it, I'm sure that national moment was a highlight for you. What were some of the other highlights from you for high school rowing?
In high school, I would say some of my other highlights were probably it's funny. I think some of my other rowing highlights didn't actually happen probably in high school. It was actually probably in college. I definitely think my freshman year when we swept the Western Sprints, that was a really big highlight. And we actually did that again this year. And that was also a highlight for me. Being able to row with some of my best friends and winning races is just fantastic.
Well, you have had so many cool moments, of course, like you said, at UC San Diego as well. But I want to step back for a little bit. Did you always think that you would row at the collegiate level, or was there any doubt in your mind?
I think whenever I switched sports from water polo, because I originally wanted to play college water polo, that was my original goal. And whenever I switched over, I think that was also part of the intent, was if I don't have water polo, then I want it to be rowing. So I think that was part of my mental goal and mental game, was to try to help, it would help me get into college. And so I think that, yeah, I think that was my intent for sure.
So how did you decide then on UC San Diego?
You know, I wasn't the fastest. I really wasn't. I wasn't the fastest according to the ergometer. So to be honest, I really didn't have that many opinions. What I really wanted out of a school was I wanted to be able to row with warm weather. I wanted to be somewhat close to home. And, you know, UC San Diego fits both of those two things that I really enjoy. And that's kind of how I came to the decision. I mean, I didn't get recruited by many schools. This was one of my only options. So I also really wanted to go here. I don't think, I definitely made the right decision.
Yeah. Well, you can't beat the weather here. That's for sure.
Exactly.
Was it a big adjustment for you then, when you came to college, or not really?
I think athletic wise, I don't think it was that hard, because I trained two times a day. when I was in high school as well. So I don't think the athletic part was necessarily a huge dramatic change, but I think academically was. I definitely struggled a little bit my first year, but I think after the first two quarters, everything really kind of sunk in, and I kind of figured out a really good system for myself on how best to succeed. And so I think I made a pretty good transition after those first two quarters.
Do you remember what it was like getting acquainted with your Triton teammates for the first time?
To be honest, it was the easiest to be acquainted with all of my Triton teammates. I mean, I think I have the best teammates in the world. Nicest guys, super competitive, pushing me to the limit on everything, whether it be academics and rowing. It hasn't been any issues with my teammates. We're all best of friends. I currently live with five of them. So, it's been, all my teammates are amazing.
Well, you talked a little bit earlier about Western Sprints your first year. I want to really dive into that first year because you guys had a ton of success. You got to go to the WIRA Championships, part of that sweep, part of the Western Sprint sweep. What were some of the top moments for you from that year?
Honestly, you just stated both of my top two. The WIRA and Western Sprints were by far the best. Taking the bus up to Sacramento, Natoma, back-to-back weekends, going up there and just winning races is, as I said before, winning makes me so happy because I just know that I put in all the effort enough to be able to beat my opponents. And to be able to do that two weekends in a row with all my best friends, coming home with a bunch of trophies is absolutely fantastic.
Did you guys think that was even a possibility? I mean, sweeping two big events like that, back-to-back weekends, that's pretty tough to do.
To be honest, I'd say we're a pretty confident group of guys. So I definitely think we knew it was a possibility. We definitely know that there's some tough competition, but I think we also know that the amount of training we do is smart and aggressive. And so I think we all know what we're capable of. And if we're there mentally and we're ready to go, I think we can accomplish anything we set our mind to. So it was 100% a mental, like, we definitely knew it was possible to win.
So with big competitions like that, you cross the finish line, you're in first. What's going through your head at that moment?
To be honest, not much is going through my head except pure happiness and pleasure. I mean, we're all throwing our hands up in the air, jump or splashing water at each other and congratulating the other boats. I mean, it's a pretty surreal thing to be able to literally have no energy left at the end of a race and all of a sudden just be able to celebrate with all your buddies in the boat. It's a pretty great feeling.
Well, that first year, you also got to compete at the IRA National Championship. What was that experience like for you?
It was really cool. I mean, we don't get to see that many teams that we race at the IRA during the year. So when we show up to the course, we get to see we get to see some of the teams we don't get to race, like some of the Ivy Leagues. And it's, those are some big dog teams over there. So it's really great to be able to compete with schools that we really don't get to see often. And it was a really good experience. I mean, I was in the third varsity eight at the time, and I think we didn't participate at the highest level. I think we had a lot more. We didn't end up coming out super successful out of that race, but I think we knew that the following year would be a lot more. We knew what we had to do to next year to be better. So I think it was a really good experience, but came out a little bit disappointed. But you can't win them all. So I think it was a really good motivation for me that summer to be able to work hard and come in next year ready to go.
Well, since that was your first IRAs, did you have nerves going into it? Or, I mean, since you competed at such a high level in high school, were you just kind of ready to be back on the national stage?
I definitely get pretty nervous. I wouldn't say I get nervous. I get nervous before we get into the water, I'd say. As soon as I set foot in the boat and we start warming up, I usually get, I'm pretty calm after that. As soon as I get locked in, I'm ready to go. There's no reason to be nervous. If you're nervous, then maybe you're nervous that you haven't trained hard enough. Like, I know whether if I've trained hard enough and if I'm not ready to go. So I think I don't get nervous really before the race, only because I know that I've trained hard enough and I know that I am ready to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, like you talked about, you guys were coming out of that IRA ready to attack next season and everything, but unfortunately, things were a little different that next season, as the spring was eventually canceled due to the pandemic. Do you remember how you found out about the cancellation?
We started hearing rumors of a few actually other colleges teams being canceled, and we were pretty appalled that some other universities would just go ahead and cancel teams, you know, right off the bat. So that was, we were, you know, talking about it as a house, and we were just hoping that our team wouldn't get canceled because men's rowing isn't a super popular sport. So we were a little worried on that side, and in that we ended up going to practice the next day, and we didn't end up practicing. We just had kind of a big team meeting where we kind of knew it was coming that our season was canceled. And to be honest, I was very disappointed in myself, but I was more disappointed for our seniors who didn't get to finish off their last year at an IRA championship. I know I was pretty close with a lot of them, and I know they're all pretty disappointed that that they didn't get to go off with a bang, because our varsity eight boat was looking pretty fast, and I think that it was a pretty big letdown for all of us.
So, I mean, obviously that's a very disappointing situation to be in, but how do you kind of start to move past that and grow from that and just accept it as a team?
Well, so I think after that moment, I think a lot of us kind of took a break because, you know, there wasn't, quarantine had begun and a lot of us had gone home. And so I think a lot of us kind of took a breather while staying in shape, but I think we all just kind of took a mental breather while everything kind of just, we kind of had to just lay low for a while. And I think it all just set in that, you know, hopefully we get another chance next year. We'll come in ready to go, and, you know, we'll be prepared to do anything we need to be able to have a good season. Because for a lot of other teams, they didn't even know if they were having a season. A lot of the Ivy League schools aren't even racing currently. So I think it was nice to know that we would have the potential to go again. And it was great that all of us, you know, stayed in shape over summer.
Yeah. How were you able to do that when you weren't necessarily training on campus at that time?
So I had gone home actually up in the Bay Area. I went home, not right away, but I went home pretty soon after we got our season canceled, and I have a rowing machine at home. So I was able to use that. And I also like to bike. I just recently got a new road bike, so I was starting to do that a little bit more often, which is a pretty good workout to do for rowing as well. It's uses the same muscle motion, and so it's a little bit more fun other than just sitting on the rowing machine and sitting indoors. It's, you get to go outside and be in the scenery.
Well, while you were away from the team, how were you able to stay connected with them?
Well, it was great because I was able to make a few trips down to San Diego during the summer, because I live with five of my other teammates, and, you know, me and my roommate Hayden, we actually FaceTime quite often and just kind of hang out and chat. Cause I mean, we didn't really get to do much that summer. So that was also pretty fun.
Well, thankfully things have improved a lot since then. And so the team was able to have a season this year. You guys are in the midst of your spring season. How did it feel being back after being away from rowing for so long?
Oh, it was great. It was really great. I mean, I hadn't seen a lot of my teammates for, you know, a lot of months. So it was really nice to be able to hang out with them all, be able to see the coaches again. The coaches were super excited to get back on the water. Cause we weren't even allowed to row until middle of February. We were just sitting on the rowing machine, all of fall basically. And, you know, it was really great to be able to see everyone. I think everyone was super excited to be back. Rowers are pretty anxious guys. And so it was, I think we were all a little bit nervous that our season wasn't going to be what we wanted it to. And it was, I think once we all kind of got back together, it was pretty clear that, you know, everyone was really determined to make the most out of what we got this season.
We're here with Matt Shade on this episode of Tritoncast. Matt, you mentioned you were excited to see your coach again, Coach Jeff Bond. What is his leadership like?
He's fantastic. I mean, I think my favorite quality that he has that like he leads onto the team is he's a competitor and he wants to win just as much as we do. And I think that's what really helps propel our team forward is just his expertise, his coaching style. I think it really just supports the way our team works. And I think the combination is fantastic. I think we've had a lot of success recently and I'm really looking forward to what we can do at the IRA here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys started your season back on April 17th at Cal. Was there an adjustment going back into competition mode for you or were you just kind of ready to go?
I think we were all really excited to race. An event we were all looking forward to. I think we were all really excited to just get back on the water and be able to compete with someone else other than ourselves here, just on Mission Bay. So I think, yeah, we were all really excited.
And a little more recently, you guys had an incredible performance at the Western Sprints once again. You helped the Varsity 8 boat to a first place finish at the event. What was going through your head this time as you crossed the finish line?
You know, that race was probably one of my hardest fought wins I've ever had in my entire life. We started down for the first basically 1500 meters. And within the last 500 meters, we were able to work our way back into Santa Clara and beat them by probably about 3 or 4 seats. That was a fantastic win. So I think we were all super elated that, you know, we just, you know, it, 'cause we had previously lost the week before to USD. And so I think we were really excited, you know, be able to make a huge comeback like this and beat all three other crews, Gonzaga, USD, and Santa Clara. So I think we were all super excited.
Yeah. Was it especially sweet getting that win over a crosstown rival?
Oh, for sure. It's the best when you beat USD because, you know, you see those guys every day and I actually know many of them as well. So being able to beat those guys is always great. And it's really cool to be able to have that, that rival like that.
Yeah, you guys are right next door to them at the boathouse at Mission Bay. Is it a friendly rivalry on a day-to-day basis or how much interaction do you guys have?
We don't get that much interaction with them. They usually either their practice times change up on us a little bit. So we sometimes see them, we sometimes don't. I think a lot of us are actually friends with some of the other guys. So it's a pretty friendly rivalry, but when we all get on the race course, it's a pretty serious game.
Well, you guys are coming off that really impressive weekend. Now you've got the IRA championships coming up on May 28th and 29th. How do you feel heading into that?
You know, I think we feel really good. We've been training in the same lineup now for about 10 practices in a row. Our taper is starting. We're starting to bring down the volume and increase the intensity. I think we're all really looking forward to it. We're going all the way cross country to New Jersey, which is going to be fun little travel, and it's going to be really exciting to see what we can do to some teams we haven't been able to race in a while.
Well, your freshman year at IRAs, you were in the third Varsity 8 boat. How does it feel to come back to IRAs and you're going to be in the Varsity 8 boat this time?
To be honest, I never would have expected it, but you know, I've put in a lot of work this year and I'm really excited to be able to show that on a national level.
So as a team, what have you guys really been focusing on at practices then heading into this weekend?
We've really been focusing on quickness and leg speed is kind of our biggest thing. Quickness is the equivalence of speed. So the faster we are around the ends of the stroke is the faster we're going to be. So I think we're going to just increase all of our quickness, whether it be on the entire stroke. So I think as long as we keep that up, we're going to be in really good shape in 6 days here.
So IRAs this year will be taking place in New Jersey. And I mean, you've rode all over. You've rode in Oakland, Mission Bay, Chula Vista. Do you have a favorite spot to row?
To be honest, I really do enjoy rowing at Chula Vista. It's a super cool facility. It's where the U.S. women's national team trains as well. And they have some awesome stuff down there. It's perfectly calm water. Sometimes there's even a little bit of a tailwind. So you get a little extra fast time. That's probably one of my favorite places to row. And I always have a special heart or special special side in my heart for rowing in the Oakland Estuary. Even though the water is not as nice, it is it's a really fun place to row as well.
What are some of your favorite aspects when you're going on trips to these places, whether it's a bus ride or a plane ride or whatever it may be?
I really do enjoy rowing in new places. I think it's pretty fun to be able to row on different bodies of water. And just being able to row against different teams, because we really don't get to see a lot of the East Coast teams where a lot of rowing happens. So it is really fun to be able to beat up on some East Coasters.
Well, when you guys aren't on the water on these trips, whether you're getting a team dinner or just hanging out as a group or maybe even working on homework together, what are kind of some of your favorite behind the scenes moments from trips?
I think, especially previously, I think the bus rides are always pretty fun with the guys. I mean, we're always just cracking jokes and, you know, just hooting and hollering in the bus, playing music. I think it's always just a good time because, you know, we're sitting in there for, you know, up to 8 to 10 hours sometimes. So sometimes we can get a little bored of each other and we'll get a little rowdy, which is pretty fun.
We're here with Matt Shade on this episode of Tritoncast. Matt, I want to switch gears a little bit and chat with you about your academics, because I know you're a real estate and development major at Roosevelt College. How did you pick that major?
To be honest, I honestly was looking for a business major when I was first applying to colleges. And my neighbor is working with a real estate investment company, and he kind of, we talked about business and real estate, and the real estate sector really just really intrigued me. And so when I got into UCSD, I decided, oh, you know what? I'm just going to go with real estate. It's very similar to business, except this is a little bit different sector. And that's kind of how I decided to choose that major. And I've thoroughly enjoyed it ever since.
How is it for you balancing that major with your athletics and rowing?
It's been pretty good so far. I mean, like I said, I struggled a little bit my freshman year, kind of just adjusting to college academic lifestyle, I would say. But ever since then, I've really got a good system down of getting everything done early and on time. I haven't really had any other issues ever since then. So I'm feeling pretty good about academics.
So have you started thinking then what's next for you after you graduate?
Honestly, I have. I kind of want to get into a little bit of development. I'm going to be working in Utah this summer at a company with an internship. And I really enjoy what this company does. And so hopefully I can potentially do something similar to that whenever I graduate.
What sort of things will you be doing at the internship?
I'm going to be working in qualified opportunity zones and working on developing properties inside of those qualified opportunity zones through this company called Bridge Investment Group. I'm super excited. I'll be there in June.
Well, Utah's a little ways away from home for you. Are you excited to kind of get out and see a different state?
I actually am quite excited. It's going to be a fun adventure. Change up the scenery for the summer a little bit. Don't worry, I will be bringing my rowing machine with me. So I'll still be working out and doing all my fun things that I get to do.
Yeah. Coach Bond, if you're listening, he's not going to slack off this summer. Well, Matt, are you ready for some quick picks?
Of course.
Awesome. Let's do it. Sunrise or sunset?
Sunrise.
All right. Is that because you're a rower, or would you have said that?
Of course. I'm a little biased.
Pancakes or waffles?
Oh, pancakes any day. Chocolate chip, though.
Ooh, okay. Chocolate chip with syrup or without syrup?
I'm a sugar fiend, so I'm going to say with syrup.
What's your favorite hobby that's not rowing?
To be honest, I really love remote control airplanes and cars. I'm kind of a nerd with that. Remote control cars are super cool.
How'd you get into that?
To be honest, I got a job my sophomore year of high school being a swim coach, and I made a little bit of money doing that, and I ended up spending all of it on a way too expensive remote control car, and it was the best purchase of my life.
Have you bought any more recently?
No, they cost too much money for that now.
All right, an expensive hobby. That's tough.
Yeah.
What's one thing about you that would surprise even your friends?
Um, What is it? I'm not sure, to be honest. Maybe I can solve a Rubik's Cube in like in 45 seconds. That's kind of, I don't think a lot of my friends know that actually.
Wow. Yeah, that's impressive. How'd you learn to do that?
I watched one of my friends solve it, and I watched a couple of videos on how to do it, and I just kind of practiced a bunch ever since then on how to get faster and faster.
All right. Well, you'll have to show off to your teammates on a road trip. What's your favorite holiday?
I love Christmas. Love Christmas time and the holidays. Being up in the winter, the snow, it's my favorite time of the year.
Awesome. Yeah, it's always nice having a white Christmas. It's beautiful.
Of course.
Singing or dancing?
I'm going to go with dancing, even though I'm terrible at dancing.
Who's your favorite musician?
Ooh, my favorite musician. I'm going to go with, I think right now, Drake. Drake is my favorite musician.
Okay. And is that what you listen to get you hyped for a race?
Oh yeah, for sure. He's got some good hype music.
What's your go-to song?
I think he just came out with a good song called What's Next, and that's a pretty good hype song.
All right. What's your favorite TV show?
Ooh, my favorite TV show, I'm going to say, The Peaky Blinders on Netflix. Really good show.
You know, I've heard of that one. What's that one about?
It's kind of about this, I guess they're called a razor blade gang, and they got it's like in 1900s kind of gangster based in like England, and they just go through all these crazy illegal activities and it's pretty funny and interesting.
Sounds like a cool watch. What's your favorite movie then?
Ooh, my favorite movie. I'm going to have to go with, Wedding Crashers, by far the best movie.
Definitely a classic comedy. I love it. All right, we'll end on this one here. What's your favorite flavor of ice cream?
Okay, this is where it gets serious. Vanilla ice cream with a little bit of chocolate fudge in there and like some sprinkles of like Twix bar. That is the best combination ever.
All right, very specific. Do you have a go-to place for this or do you make it yourself?
I'm kind of a homegrown kind of guy, so I like to do it myself. But if I'm going to go somewhere, you got to go to Cold Stone.
Okay, good choice. I mean, they always do those little mix-ins for you, so that's awesome.
Of course.
Well, that does it for us today. Thank you so much for joining us, Matt.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Such a fun conversation, Jenny. I'm really intrigued by Matt's major and the work he's doing academically and that internship he's got coming up in Utah this summer. That sounds like a great opportunity.
Yeah, that's going to be so cool for him. And I mean, it's fun to kind of get out of state and check out something new. And of course, he's such a hard worker. I mean, you can tell that from his rowing. So he's going to be super successful, I'm sure, while he's there. But just working his way up from third varsity eight all the way up to varsity eight this year is such an achievement. And that really reflects on his hard work and determination.
Right. His perseverance and that hard work, you noted, very, very impressive. And good luck to Matt and the entire men's rowing squad at IRAs this weekend. We'll be following along.
Absolutely. You won't want to miss an all-new episode of Tritoncast next week. On episode 49, we'll chat with Fred Hanover, the head coach of the UC San Diego golf team. He reflects on the team's recently completed Division I debut season and shares some of his favorite stories from his time as a tour player. New episodes of Tritoncast premiere each Wednesday.
Thanks so much for listening to this week's show. If you like what you heard, subscribe, rate the show, write us a brief review. And don't forget, you can find us on all your favorite podcast platforms like Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Audible, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, and Verbal.
For more on Tritoncast, follow us on Twitter at Tritoncast. And if you've got suggestions for a future guest, send us a tweet or email Jeff and me at tritoncast@ucsd.edu. We'll see you back here next week.
You've been listening to Tritoncast. Tritoncast is a production of UC San Diego Athletics Communications. Please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on your platform of choice. If you have show questions or comments or suggestions for future guests, email us at TritonCast@UCSD.edu. You can also follow the show on Twitter @TritonCast.